Northfield Police Department is our police chief, Mark Elliott. Chief, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
You have, boy, it's summertime. It has, last time we talked to you, last month, last time you were in, we were hoping it would happen sometime. And, you know, it's just been a few weeks, but it just seems like the whole vitality of Northfield, Northfield as a whole, has really increased. A lot more activities, a lot more things going on.
Yeah, there really are. And I think you're right. It was, I don't know if there's a long winter, but there's a long prelude into spring. And spring only lasted, I think, 2 days. And then it seems like we're in summer already.
Well, yeah, having said that, we have so many events and so many activities that are going on right now. And I've seen a lot of police officers attending those events as well. You're keeping a high profile these days. Tell us about that.
Well, we try to a little bit, Jeff. Of course, we love going to community events, and it gives us a good opportunity to chat with people. You know, recently we were at the Home and Garden Show over at the Dundas Dome, the Cinco de Mayo event over at the middle school, and then Career Day, which was just this Tuesday at the middle school too. And it really gives us a good opportunity to interact with the public, answer their questions. And we always have people that come up and ask a cop the question. You know, you get that all the time. They want to know about this, or they want to know about what's going on in our community or in their neighborhood. And so it really provides a good opportunity for our officers to interact with folks and, you know, give them some information and just build relationships too. We had a lot of fun at the Career Day. We had some of our toys, I'd say, out there. We had a SWAT vest, and we had a couple of our vehicles out there, and the kids could get in there and look at the stuff and ask questions. And hopefully out of that, we have a few of our local kids that want to become officers here.
Well, I think, you know, those toys, you say, really, they're tools of the trade. They're necessary for law enforcement in the 21st century to have that. And but I think kids, boy, you know, whenever you see a fire truck or a police car, some of those things, the kids' eyes just light up. So hopefully they can take positive things with them and maybe become officers themselves at some time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, those events, you mentioned those events going on. We got a whole summer full of events coming on. It seems every weekend, and not even on the weekend, sometimes during the week, there's just things going on all the time. You're going to have a busy summer.
We are, and we're seeing a lot of events, and I think this year especially, it seems we're really busy, and, you know, we're coming, hesitant to say out of COVID, but we've certainly seen things open up and some changes that we haven't seen in the last couple of years. So folks are excited to get out and about, and organizers are excited to host events. So, yeah, we're excited to be at as many of those as we can and trying to spend some time there. We'll have tables at a few of them to pass out some information about some exciting things going on in Northfield and in Rice County, trying to partner with the community and with some of our other service providers.
One of the things that you'll see a lot more of over the course of the summer than you do the rest of the year, and that's bicycles. Whether it be children on bicycles, adults on bicycles, they're out there everywhere. And unfortunately, we had an incident right by the fire station last week where a bicyclist was injured. So bike safety by everybody involved is an important thing this time of year.
It certainly is, Jeff. And yeah, last week on the 11th that evening, we did have a pretty bad bike crash right there on Highway 3 and 5th. And, you know, I put a little information out last week. The State Patrol is, it's their event or their report. They're investigating it. They had their crash reconstructionists come out and do their thing, take their measurements, and they'll be handling that report and coming up with official cause. But initially, the information that we had looks like the bicyclist did not yield the right-of-way to a vehicle there and was trying to make a left turn where we have it posted and the left turn lane's closed there. Mm-hmm. So from bike safety, we just really want folks to – bicyclists are permitted to – travel in the travel lane, same as a car. They have the same rights and the same responsibilities as drivers. So we just want folks to really pay attention to the law and make sure that they're traveling safely. mm-hmm. As they bike about. For bicyclists, if they are on sidewalks, they have to yield the right of way to pedestrians. So they lose some of their rights when they're on the sidewalks, but that's certainly an option for them too, other than our downtown district. Bikes and blades or rollerblades or skateboards not allowed on our sidewalks downtown, but other places they are. You know, we had a great opportunity week before last, too, to on May 4th, I think it was, we had the Bike to School Day, a National Bike to School Day, and our officers took part in that, too, and we were out around the schools, a couple of our bike officers. We had a really good time up at Viking Terrace going to Greenvale School, mm-hmm. and the library had their bookmobile out there, or bicycle, book bike, mm-hmm. and so our officers and the library staff rode to school with the kids, and we had a lot of fun before that, and as well as when we got to school. So it was a good event to promote safe bicycling to our youth, and just another good event to get out with folks.
Yeah, you mentioned the library's bike. I saw the library bike out maybe a week or so ago, but I felt for the rider of the bike because he had to tote those books uphill. And uphill's challenging enough on a bicycle. Then, you know, 100 pounds of books behind you. I salute the guy. Hats off.
Yes, 100 pounds or more. Yeah, it adds a lot more to that bike. A lot more resistance when they're doing that.
Now, there are going to be a lot more bikes this summer. We have some biking events, some races and some rallies and some just some fundraisers and get-togethers going on. So those keep your eye out on those, too, especially on the weekends.
Exactly. We're going to kick off with our first one this year, the Haywood, mm-hmm. Which was an event that had transitioned from another ride that many in the gravel race biking community know as El Monzo. A couple years ago, it came locally, moved from further south in Minnesota up to Northfield. And, you know, then we went into the pandemic and we didn't have it for a couple of years, but they're back and we're really excited. We got some good local folks that are organizing that. It'll kick off Saturday morning from Central Park. And a lot of that ride is on gravel. So they're a short distance in town and out of town, but there's going to be a lot of folks in town for that. And we actually had an increase this year. We have five other bicycle events or rides that are scheduled to be in Northfield through the fall, and we are really excited about that. And when we talk to the organizers about you know, the routes, we work with them closely on that and timing of their events and stuff, but they all said we want to come to Northfield. It's known as such a great bicycle destination and a town that really supports bicycling, so we want to go where we feel welcome and where we have fun. So we really thought that was a great thing, and we're glad that we can help on the safety side of that. And we just want people to enjoy Northfield on their bikes, just like they do doing their other activities.
Yeah, Northfield has a lot of bicyclists. And not only that, we have a lot of organizers and active people who will go out and get things done, see that it gets done. So hats off to the bicycling and to the organizing crowd as well.
Exactly.
While we're on safety, let's continue on and just go right into, we've talked about pedestrians and bikes, and let's go into traffic, too. We'll get that. The summertime will bring a lot more cars out and cars with boats and trailers and all kinds of toys in the back. So let's get some safety info for them as well.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, just this past week, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration released their 2021 numbers on crashes and fatalities, and it was pretty disturbing. They had over a 10% increase in traffic fatalities nationwide, almost 43,000 people that were killed in traffic crashes. And when you think about that, all the improvements that have been made in road design, in car design, in traffic safety, the fact that we're going up, and that is the largest percentage increase they've seen since 1976. So that's pretty disturbing. That's telling you that with all those safety improvements, that the problem we're having is with driving behavior. And we really have seen that increase significantly over the last couple of years. And so this past year, not only did we see a 10% increase just overall numbers, but we had a 13% increase in pedestrians killed in traffic-related incidents and a 5% increase with bikes. And a lot of those have to do with distracted driving and speeding behavior of drivers. So I'm asking folks that are listening, folks here, just please monitor your driving behavior. Monitor the driving behavior of the people you're driving with or riding with. And, you know, just try to take those few extra seconds to slow down, pay attention, stay off your phones, and really try to make our roads safer. We really don't want those tragedies in our community. And we are really asking for folks' assistance in that.
All right. One more thing, and what we kind of continue on from that to safety at home and your personal belongings and such. Summertime is opportunity time for people who have ill intentions of relieving you from some of your personal possessions. Thieves, burglaries, things like that. It's so much crime of opportunity, and now's the time to, don't get too friendly when you go to bed at night. Make sure your door is locked.
Exactly, Jeff. And you nailed it right on the head there with saying that it's a crime of opportunity a lot of times in the summer. We leave things out and don't think about securing them sometimes, or get distracted before going to bed and don't shut the garage door. Those are the types of things that we see an increase of in the summer. So certainly try to secure your belongings, keep them safe, but also keep an eye out for suspicious behavior. We encourage people to call us if they see something. You know, we've continued to see a rise, not only here in Northfield and maybe more significantly up in the metro, but of catalytic converter thefts. And they're happening in neighborhoods, they're happening in parking lots. So we're just asking people, if they see folks that look suspicious, they don't really belong there, haven't seen them before, they're hanging out by a vehicle for an extended period of time, or why are they underneath the vehicle, those type of things, please give us a call. You know, maybe someone's doing a quick repair on their car, but we'd much rather come out and check it out and find out that that's what was happening than have to take that theft of catalytic converter or vehicle tires or something the next day.
That still amazes me, the catalytic converter theft, but it's a real thing. No
doubt. The legislature is trying to address it. I know that they're working on quite a few public safety initiatives, but you know, one of them is trying to really tighten down the aftermarket for those used catalytic converters, put some more requirements for both the precious metal dealers that are buying them and the scrapyards buying them, but also being able to identify people who are selling them.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chief, is there anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
Well, we have a beautiful day started today. I want everybody to get out and enjoy that, but we do have some weather coming in tonight. So, you know, if you haven't subscribed to Everbridge, please do so. So you can get those alerts on your phone. You can find the link right on the police department's webpage. Keep an eye out on the weather and an eye on your phone of your weather alerts, that type of thing. And so everybody has a safe night.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Mark Elliott, Northfield's police chief. You're listening to 95.1 FM at AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.